السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. My brothers and sisters, to build any relationship takes time and effort. Whatever the relationship might be, whether it's with friends, parents, children, no relationship is built automatically. If a relationship was to be built automatically, it would be the relationship of a parent and a child. Because the child is born from the parents, and you could assume and say that necessarily the relationship of a parent and child is automatic and will always be good. But you know and I know this is not true. Many times the greatest distance is between parents and children. Especially where children go astray, like, you know, children who are people who go on drugs and on other kinds of things. Very often, if not always, the parents are the last to come to know of that. Everybody else knows except the parents, because the distance is so much. Emotional distance, not physically. They're living in the same house, but the emotional distance, the connection of the hearts, not there. The reason for that is because there is no or very little or no expenditure of time and effort in the building of that relationship. We think it should be automatic. As I told you, there's no such thing. Doesn't happen. If you want to build a relationship, you have to put effort into that. Same thing with marriages. There are people who get married, and especially after some time, after a few years of marriage, it's like strangers. You know, there's almost nothing in common between the husband and the wife. I mean, they may not be fighting or something, but if you really look at it, you know, almost nothing. Again, same reason, which is effort into building that relationship has not gone, has not been expended. Now you might say, well, you know, the husband is working day and night for the family and they should appreciate it. I agree. Does it happen? Not always. The wife, maybe if she is a homemaker, she might be in the house, she is cooking food, she is cleaning, she is doing that, she is doing this. And you might say, well, you know, people should appreciate that. Does it happen? So, effort has to be put in. Now, the same thing applies to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, that is not automatic. Although it should be, but it's not. Who are the people who are closest to Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu? Who are the people who have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Those who spend time with Allah. Now you might say, well, everybody is spending time with Allah in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows where we are, what we are, and Allah is with us in the way that suits His majesty and grace. And He Himself said that, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. But that is one aspect. That is the general aspect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's connection with His makhluk. Allah is with you wherever you are, no matter who you are. But when we are talking about a relationship, we are not talking about a general condition. We are saying personal, one-to-one. Now that takes effort, just like any relationship. Now what is that effort? First and foremost, of course, the effort is to have iman and not to do shirk. And it is to fulfill the faraid. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made obligatory on us, that we fulfill that obligation. Begins with salah, alhamdulillah. All of you are praying in the masjid, may Allah bless you and accept your salah. This is the first of it, alhamdulillah, we have fulfilled this obligation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us better quality of salah and so on and so forth. This is a lifelong thing, but alhamdulillah, we have come to the masjid, we have prayed, salatul isha by jama'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, minimum Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, has given us 27 times the reward of having prayed at home for the same thing. So, alhamdulillah, this is good. Right? We ask Allah to accept our salah, whatever it is, good, bad, quality of salah, whatever we say, Allah, please forgive us and please accept this salah we made for your effort. So, this is first obligation, inshallah. We are coming to Ramadan, so we will fast, inshallah. May Allah give us Ramadan in good health and iman and enable us to complete that obligation, alhamdulillah, we pay zakat and so on and so forth. So, we are fulfilling the first, iman and no shirk. Second one is fulfilling of the faraid. However, you and I know, as I explained to you earlier, the building of relationships and the effort really refers to more than the fard. For example, the husband going to work every day and coming home and bringing home the, the money is the boundary condition. If he did not do that, if he didn't work, if he was hanging around somewhere and whatnot, people would say, look, this man has no responsibility and so on and so on. But if he's doing his work, you don't get medals for that. Right? Similarly, the wife, if she's taking care of the home and so on and so forth, yes, it's appreciated, but that is like a boundary condition, right? For the children, the fact that the father or the mother is paying their bills and, is giving them a good education, sending them to a good school and so on and so forth, yes, it should be appreciated, but again, it's like a boundary condition. If you did not do that, you would be censored, but if you did it, you're not getting any medals for it. So also, as far as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the relationship with Him is concerned, not doing shirk, fulfilling the fara'id and so forth is boundary condition. If you didn't do that, if somebody deliberately without a shara'i reason does not pray, he said, I will not pray, or he does not pray, then this person has committed at least a major sin, and at worst, he may have committed kufr. So, boundary condition. I prayed, alhamdulillah, boundary condition, I am inside. But again, no medals for that. So, therefore, like we have in our personal, individual human relationships, we have to do more than the boundary condition. Right? So, for example, in your marital relationship, you bring home some flowers, not necessarily on your wife's birthday. Right? You bring home some flowers, she appreciates that. You bring home a bunch of bananas, she probably doesn't appreciate that. Although she can't eat the flowers, she can eat the bananas. And this got potassium, it's good for her health. But that doesn't count, right? So don't do that. Don't bring home a bunch of bananas. Bring flowers. So the point is that doing something more than what is the boundary condition. So in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, I request you, let us think about what more can we do with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one, of course, is the extra salawat. The best of that is tahajjud. Alhamdulillah. As I was saying the other day, make this fard on yourself. Try this in your life. Believe me, you will never regret it. Try this in your life. At least 2 rakat of tahajjud. And really all you need to do, to pray the 2 rakat of tahajjud, all you need to do is, before the time of fajr begins, just wake up half an hour early. That you don't have to do more than that. Just 30 minutes before that. And I'm saying 30 minutes because part of that will go, you go to the bathroom, you make wudu and so on. So, 5-10 minutes ago, you have what, say 20 minutes, more than enough to pray 2 rakat of nafil tahajjud, alhamdulillah. Make this into a regular, it absolutely say that this is fard on me. It's not fard, but I'm saying you make it fard on yourself. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the huluwat and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the sweetness of that, then pray more, alhamdulillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray 8 rakat. And his 8 rakat would take practically all the whole night. Now, this is something to think about. Now, how is it that he was able to pray this 8 rakat, and how is it that he prayed for maybe 4 hours or 6 hours? Because he loved it, he enjoyed it. But enjoyment comes only if you do it often enough and if you make it, as part of your life. So, build that into it and say that I will, inshallah, pray at least 2 rakat of tahajjud every day. And of course, now Ramadan is coming, becomes easier because you are waking up for suhoor anyway. So, But make this throughout your life. Do extra. When you do that extra, inshallah, then we build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, like we do with our families and so on and so forth. Da'ala Allahu al-amthal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to build this relationship and to give us the sweetness of this relationship and to give us the benefit of this relationship. Tomorrow, inshallah, if Allah gives me the tawfiq and hayat, we will talk about the issue of dua with relation to this, inshallah. But for today, this is enough. Two rakat of tahajjud, inshallah, with khushu, try to, you know, please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy and to be pleased with you and to fill that salah with sweetness and to fill your heart with his noor and to be pleased with you and never be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.